Yes, everything Hans had said came about. I picked up my information each month at the little hotel. I left an occasional report for Hans. It was the only way we ever communicated. And then Oberleutnant Hans Neumann began to appear in Franz Müller's office. And eventually Müller introduced us. In fact, Hans was with Müller quite frequently and they dined together regularly. Hans played his part well. But one day, something was worrying him.
I will wait here for you, Müller.
I'll be with you in a moment.
Ah, Herr Umberstein. It's good to see you again.
Leutnant Neumann.
Herr Müller speaks very highly of your work here.
Thank you. Be very careful of this Captain von Hind. There's something wrong. I don't know what it is. He looks at me very strangely. And there is something I recognize about the man. The eyes are...
You've met Umberstein.
Yes. We were just chatting a moment.
I've seen von Hind somewhere before. Be very careful. And don't come with us in case they ask you.
Well, you are ready?
Why, yes, of course.
Umberstein, would you care to join us at luncheon?
No, thank you. I have some work to do.
Always working. Eh?
Yes.
Well, then, let's go, Hans, yeah?
Yeah, certainly. Oh, by the way, will Captain von Hind be joining us today?
Oh, von Hind sends his regrets. Something is delayed.
Oh, that's too bad.
Von Hind, a remarkable man. No one like him in the service. No one like him.
Goodbye, Leutnant. Bye. Von Hind. Such a brief warning. Curt and sinister. Hans was frightened. He would never have taken the chance to speak to me if he had not been frightened. Something that he recognized about von Hind. Saturday was the first of the month, and there was no information at the hotel. Hans didn't appear again to lunch with Herr Müller. Something was wrong. Something had happened to Hans. Today I found out.
We will enjoy ourselves today, eh, Umberstein?
Yes.
We should lunch together more often, you and I. I like good company when I eat.
Good food, good company, good digestion, Herr Müller.
This is a wonderful restaurant that we are going to. You know, they serve Norwegian smoked salmon that is exquisite. And cheap, too. Nothing like these new foods we are getting from Norway.
I've heard of Norwegian salmon.
And this is the best.
You and Oberleutnant Neumann dine here often, don't you?
Hans Neumann, yeah. We came here often, yeah. Hans Neumann will not come here for a long, long time again, I'm afraid.
I don't understand.
You don't. You remember Captain von Hind?
Oh, yes, the Gestapo man who was inspecting our factory a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a most efficient man. He has apparently been observing Hans Neumann for some time.
Oh?
Oberleutnant Neumann is being detained by Captain von Hind, no?
Was he...
He was a spy.
A spy? How do you know?
Von Hind arrests only spies. And von Hind never makes a mistake. Don't you admire such efficiency, Umberstein?
Well, of course.
Yeah, well, the captain did indicate that there were others to be rounded up, too. Well, here we are.
Captain von Hind. I looked at him out of the window again. I could see his breath now. It was growing very cold. He was well-dressed in a neatly tailored overcoat and dark hat. It was too dark to tell the exact color. The only thing I was sure of were the hands and the gloves on the hands. Heavy, thick, powerfully mounted prongs encased in a gray, tightly fitting material. Style, lines running across the back. I noticed when he lifted them to light a cigarette. What beautiful weapons. Carefully, I retraced each step over again in my mind. I couldn't find the flaw that made me a marked man. The absurdly easy way I had gone through Müller's office carrying an innocent-looking bundle of blueprints. Then to the vault, the superstition of copies. No one could suspect what I had done. No one had any reason to. Why? Why then was I trapped? Of course he was after me, waiting down there. I wondered why he didn't come up and wait in my room. Surely he didn't know I was in the room. Perhaps he had searched my room one day while I was out. But what could he find? Nothing, absolutely nothing. A passport proving I was Charles Umberstein. A monogram suitcase bearing the initials C.U. A few letters and old papers. Nothing, nothing at all. The passport, perfect. Only one other way. Only one other way could he possibly know. For an instant, the possible answer flashed through my brain. For a full 5 minutes, I watched him very discerningly. Could it be? Could it possibly be? Turning from the window, I groped about in the darkness of my room, searching for the automatic I had concealed in the slit compartment of my traveling bag. When I found it, I tested the chamber. Yes, it was loaded. I jammed it in my coat pocket, and putting on my hat, I stood there by the window, watching him. He seemed very ominous, very assured, waiting for me. He must have been getting anxious with his long vigil. I watched him signal to an accomplice across the street. Walking back and forth under the streetlight, I noticed something familiar. Very familiar. A bolt from off the bed, tied to a piece of cord attached to the light switch. Near the radiator pipe, room enough to pass it through, the weighted end dragging the string to the lobby below. I picked up my suitcase and stepped out of the door. The hall was dark and quiet. I walked down the stairs. The lobby was empty, deserted. At the bottom of the stairs, I placed the suitcase by the door, and I crossed to the desk. Hastily, I jammed a few bills in an envelope and addressed it to Fräulein Keller. Now, as I picked up my suitcase, I could see him very plainly on the corner. He was only a few feet from the entrance. The cord with its weighted end had fallen just short of the door. I stood there quietly. He looked up at my room. I pulled the cord. He was startled when the light went on upstairs, searching the window for a view of the occupant. I walked to the door. As I opened it, he looked at me, looked my way, gazed at me point blank, seemed surprised. Then assuring himself, he took a step toward me.
Herr Umberstein. Herr Umberstein.
Oh, you are...
You are Charles Umberstein?
Why, yes, I...
Charles Umberstein, who entered Germany in 1936 from Austria?
Here's my passport.
Your passport, yes. I have always wanted to meet you, Charles Umberstein. I have always wanted to meet you face to face. You know who I am?
Why, yes, you are.
I wonder. You know the others I have had my men pick up, but you I wanted to attend to personally. It's because you are Charles Umberstein. Now we will just...
I'm sorry, my friend. He sat down hard on the curb, looked up at me, mumbled strangely, then fell over with his head in the gutter. His hat fell off, and I saw that his hair was closely cropped. There were other people on the streets. I ran till I was out of breath. Next day, I picked up a Berlin paper on the railroad station. On the second page, I read the headline, Gestapo official murdered. Saturday, January 25th, Captain Charles von Hind, high-ranking official of the Gestapo intelligence service, was instantly killed last night by the bullets of an unknown assailant whom he was attempting to arrest on charges of espionage. Captain von Hind had been connected with the Gestapo since 1936. Prior to his affiliation with the Gestapo intelligence, he had been known by his real name, Charles Umberstein. His entry into such dangerous work made necessary a complete retirement from all public life. The Reich will long honor the memory of Charles Umberstein. I wired flowers from Geneva with a card marked Sympathy, signed... See you.